Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most.
Whether it's reactions,
matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Boomer Esiason is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. By Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. By Town Fair Tire for the best prices on tires. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And Boomer is brought to you by your New England Kubota tractor dealers. Hey, Boomer.
Hey, good morning. You know what? I could tell an uptick in your guys' emotions this morning. Listening to you check in this morning. I know you guys are all excited. The Patriots are coming out of the abyss. Bob Kraft does what everybody expected him to do. And it's a new day in New England.
It was like Christmas a few weeks later yesterday when we got the news.
Well, not for everyone. Unfortunately, Gerard Mayo and his family are going to have to go through this. And I call this street cred for coaches. You know, you got to get fired before you end up finding your way again. And I'm sure Gerard will be able to do that somewhere along the line. And who knows, maybe in a couple of years, through 2 or 3 years, he'll be back on the sidelines as a head man somewhere else. But that is the collateral damage of this business. But I think if I'm Mike Vrabel, I'm getting the band back together. When is Josh McDaniels going to be hired?
You think he's probably the guy?
Yeah, why wouldn't he be? I would hope that they have a good relationship. And, you know, obviously Mike was a player when Josh was coaching, but I think he would respect Josh as a coach. And look, they got two prized rookie quarterbacks, by the way, not just one. And it would be great, I would think. But again, I don't know the relationships. I don't know how a former player who has now ascended to be the most popular coach in Vince Lombardi is, you know, I don't know the relationship with the offensive coordinator who used to be a coach when he was a player.
You know, fans know Mike Vrabel certainly for what he did on the field here. Somebody who worked with him in Cleveland this past season called him one of the most brilliant minds they'd ever worked with. What do we get from Mike Vrabel as a head coach here?
Well, a lot. You get a lot. You get instant credibility. You get a guy that's in the Patriots Ring of Honor. You get a guy that's won 3 Super Bowls. You get a guy that's played in over 200 games. You know, what I would consider Mike, I think he made 1 All-Pro team. Maybe that was back in 07 when I think the whole Patriots team made the All-Pro team. But what you get is you get a football lifer, man. You get a guy that is neck deep in everything and all things football. And so much so that he was actually on this Brown sideline after he got fired from the Tennessee Titans, which most coaches wouldn't be doing. So I think you get instant credibility. You know, the other thing, too, is look, he's got the look. I mean, every owner in the NFL would love to have a guy that looks like that, that has the presence of Mike, and it just fits. It's too perfect. And as a matter of fact, I mean, you know, the Jets wanted him in the worst way. And could you imagine, Bob Kraft would have the norovirus for the next 3 years if that ever happened. So he dipped into his wallet, and he spent a lot of money, and he paid off a lot of guys. And here we sit, and he's got the guy he wants. And I think if you're a part of the Patriots family or the Patriots nation, you got to be stoked this morning.
Well, I did see Rex Ryan say yesterday he can't wait to get the opportunity to kick his ass twice a season.
You know, that's not going to happen, unfortunately. It's just not going to happen. He's going to have to do it personally, not with his team.
No sexy Rexy in New York Puma.
No.
If you're a player in that locker room and there was so much turmoil last year, it seems like, what does a guy like Mike Vrabel bring to that locker room, especially these football players, when he walks in that door?
Well, Wiggy, you remember Taylor Lewan, right? The mm-hmm. big offensive tackle that they drafted down there in Tennessee, and he gave an interview about Mike Vrabel and what to expect if you're sitting in that locker room. It sounds a lot like Bill Belichick. It sounds like sit up straight, take the hats off, take the glasses off, leave the phones out of the meeting room, get your asses together, and we're going to go to work. And, you know, that's probably, I think Gerard had a lot of that early on in the season. Then as you lose, things start falling apart. That's not going to happen with Mike Vrabel, especially with the amount of money they have for free agents this offseason. So I think, you know, he's going to walk in there. It's immediate credibility, and you better, like as Taylor Lewan said, you better have your head on a swivel. So that kind of gives you the idea of the type of coach he is. And, you know, he's a little bit old school, but I think he also can connect with players. And I'm sure he's going to be talking a lot about his own successes in New England to the point where I think a lot of players probably get sick of it. But, I mean, if I had that success, damn, I'd be running around with my resume too.
Is passing on Ben Johnson a mistake?
I just don't think that was a great fit for New England. I really don't. I mean, this is the absolute perfect fit. I don't like how they went about it. It's completely obvious and transparent that these interviews with Byron Leftwich and Pep Hamilton were a total sham. And that's a whole other story maybe for another day. But I guess if you are a part of the minority coaching group, if you are somebody who falls under that category, until you all come together and say, we're not going to do stuff like this, then it's going to continue to keep happening. I don't know what it would like to be going into an interview knowing that I'm not getting the job. And the guy that I'm talking to across the desk is a guy who's just using me to fulfill some sort of quota or protocol that just doesn't seem genuine to me. And I think that's a real problem. I really, really do. But at the end of the day, Bob Kraft has done so much for so many. I don't want to ever question, you know, his right to hire who he wants to run his billion-dollar franchise. So I do agree with the guy that he got the right guy. I just don't like the way that he had to go about getting it.
Is that why you think guys like Aaron Glenn turned down the opportunity to interview in New England?
100%. 100%. You know, they're not stupid. A lot of these agents, you know, that represent the coaches, you know, have a number of these coaches. I mean, it's like everybody's sleeping with each other in the NFL at one point in time. So they all know what's going on. They all understand the realism of what's happening and whether or not they should be going into interviews. So, yeah, there's no question that Aaron Glenn said no. If he did say no, I don't know if he did or not, but if he did, Courtney, then I would say he knew exactly who they were going to hire.
Gerard Mayo was fired while his family and the families of other coaches were all there waiting for them. Mike Reese reported this weekend that Robert Kraft was asked about the timing at the team meeting on Monday. Is that doing Gerard Mayo dirty in your mind, Boomer?
I'm not internally there. And, Gerard played there. He made a lot of money as a player. He's got, you know, short-term comfort because, you know, he is a coach, so they have all guaranteed contracts. So whatever money that Rob Kraft was paying him, Robert Kraft was paying him, he's making it. So I went through this with my buddy Frank Reich. You know, did Jimmy Irsay do it to him in Indianapolis? Did David Tepper do it to him in Carolina? And I was talking to Frank the other day, just bought a 50-acre spread down in Greensboro. So it's not like, the reality is the money is there. Getting fired or getting cut or released as a player or as a coach, it's still the human part of it is there, and you got to try to respect that. The interesting thing is, it's just like reading all the ex-players who are both teammates of Gerard Mayo and Mike Vrabel, and all these ex-teammates are all in Vrabel's camp, it seems like.
Yeah.
Like they're just forgetting that Gerard Mayo was there. But again, this is the reality and the hardcore reality of this business.
Boomer, that's a great way to get into this. Teddy Bruschi was a guy yesterday who went off on the Patriots front office, and a guy that's obviously as connected to the Crafts and the Patriots as anybody else, discussing how they need to clean house with people in the front office that think they know football, but they don't. What do you think the ramifications are of what he said, and how much power do you think Vrabel ends up having in player development and roster control?
Well, according to Robert Kraft himself, he said whoever the head coach is, and he knew it was going to be Mike Vrabel, is going to have a lot of power and a lot of say in developing this roster. And, you know, it was interesting. I didn't see Teddy and I didn't hear what he said, but I would take everything that he says as gospel because he knows. He knows the inner workings of the team. He knows what went on there since Bill Belichick has left. I'm sure he was a staunch ally of Bill Belichick. So there's still probably some, you know, anger and residue from, you know, letting Bill Belichick go. But I think that this kind of is a new beginning, a new start, and a start for everybody to feel really good about next year, especially if he does bring back Josh McDaniels. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's more firings to come. And once Vrabes gets in there and he decides, okay, this is where we want to go. You know, the thing about this, when there is a new hire, you got to be careful about the people that you are inheriting. And most times, if it's a general manager or if it's a coach, they are totally cleaning house unless they have a relationship with maybe a coach on the staff or somebody in the front office. You know, Vrabes knows everybody involved, knows all the people involved, and I'm sure that Robert Kraft is going to listen intently to all of his recommendations.
All right, real quick, to the rest of the NFL, was last night the best game of the weekend?
Yeah, 100%. We all knew it was going to be. Every other game stunk. I mean, it was just awful. I mean, a lot of losers coming out of this weekend. Justin Herbert, Mike Tomlin, Russell Wilson. They all look bad. Jordan Love looked bad. You know, Jalen Hurts wasn't great, but the Eagle defense and running game kind of camouflaged him getting back into the mix. I would say that Buffalo with Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, both of those guys look great. They showed their MVP chops. And next week, 6:30 on CBS is going to be awesome.
What a game that is going to be. And I really don't care either way. I am ABC, which is anyone but Chiefs. And yeah. So I could care less who it is, but that's going to be a great football game.
I think it's going to be fantastic. And, you know, it's going to be fun. You know, Washington's got to go into Detroit, and you got to see whether or not Jaden Daniels can do it again on the road. I mean, are they the chosen team? I don't know. He's pretty exciting. But I think Detroit is the chosen team. I think America wants the Lions in the Super Bowl against the Bills. That's what I would guess would be America's choice. Yeah. But then again, you know, what do I know? I've only been around for about 40 years covering this stuff.
Is Mike Tomlin, is he secure when it comes to his
job?
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. Yeah, 100%. I mean, you're going to hear a lot of noise about trading for him or them. You know, that's Steeler fans, number one, are frustrated because they're not winning playoff games. So you'll hear a lot from the Steeler Nation in that regard. But I'm just telling you, the Rooneys aren't people that just, you know, overreact to everything, even though that wouldn't be considered an overreaction in some people's eyes. But in the Rooneys' eyes, they signed up to a 3-year contract extension. So he still has 2 years left on his contract.
Puma, but I don't get, like, how is he? I was with Mike Tomlin in Minnesota. I think he's a great guy, great coach. But when you go 6 straight years of getting bounced from the playoffs, it's been 8 years. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, they're always a good team. They're always there. But when do you as an ownership group say, okay, the guy we got, he can get us there, but he's just not getting us over that hump?
Well, I think they realize they need the quarterback. And I know at the end of Ben Roethlisberger's tenure there with Mike Tomlin, they weren't winning either. And they're in quarterback hell. They're just good enough not to be able to draft a quarterback at the top of the draft. So I just think that, you know, could they go after Aaron Rodgers next year? They're going to need another stopgap. I don't necessarily know that they're going to bring back Russell Wilson, depending on contract demands and things of that nature. But the Rooney family is probably the most stable franchise in the entire NFL. They just do it their way. Nobody's going to force them into making moves or getting rid of people or firing the coach. I mean, they love their stability, and they are very practical when it comes to running their football team. And that's why I believe in my heart that there's no way that Mike Tomlin, this year anyway, is leaving the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Finally, question of the week for Boomer, brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. Look ahead to next season. Is Tom Brady in the booth calling games, or do his Raiders duties get in the way, Boomer?
That's a really good question, man. I don't know. I think, I heard a very excited Tom Brady yesterday. At least it sounded like he was really into the game. It's a big game, and it's a big market game. Everybody's watching, so maybe it takes that to get the most out of him. But that's a really good question. I'm saying 60-40, I'm going to say yes, he will still be in the booth.
Yeah, because of the 60 part that's $300 million or whatever.
I don't know. Like, if it's any of us on this phone call right now, all of us would be taking the money so and working for it like that. Yeah, I don't care what anybody says.
I'm living in the booth.
All right, Boomer. Yes. Thanks a lot, Boomer. We'll talk to you again.
All right, I'm so glad that you guys are happy again. It makes me feel good.
It's heavenly. It really is. All right.
Take care, guys.
I can't wait for Mondays with Mike.
It's going to be amazing.
Or Mic'd Up Mondays, whatever we call it. Thank you, Boomer.
All right, guys.
It's time for
Formaggio, the mozzarella, the cream cheese, the ricotta, the Parmesan drizzled with some honey on it. That sounds pretty good.
The news.
Finagle the bagel.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
What's your favorite accoutrements?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health. With 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Wrong guy, brother.
On WEEI.
Speaking of bagels, before we get into the news, you texted me that you were going to Pop-Up Bagels over the weekend.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I went there on Friday. That is a place that started in New York and is now, this is a real problem, Curtis. You got Van Leeuwen in my courtyard. You got Van Leeuwen on one side. And
in my courtyard.
The new Pop-Up Bagel on the other side.
Okay.
People were out there yesterday. The line, they sell out of bagels every day by 2 o'clock.
It's crazy.
More bagels.
The line I saw yesterday was absurd. It was freezing out, and it was all the way to the front entrance of Greg's building. Now,
Seaport Boulevard, the way out back.
Yes.
But they do, like, their big thing is the schmear. They're very creative with the schmear. And they had a Grillo's pickle schmear.
That's what I want to try.
Collab. That they had done on Friday when I went. And so.
Yeah, because I saw it. I think it might have been Courtney on your social media, the line. And I'm like, what's so cool about this bagel place? Do they have a lot of different, like.
New York bagels hit different.
Okay.
They hit different. Right. So,
and I've seen when people tear them apart, there's like steam coming out.
Yeah, they're warm.
So they're warm when you get them.
I'll get them in here. I'll bring them in one day.
Okay, because I really want to try. I've had them, but they were like delivered once.
Yeah. So we will give that a try. By the way, a quick heads up. 1 week from Friday, it is snow show number one at Loon Mountain. And so we will be at South Peak Loon Mountain where we were last year. And we got to figure out the pregame. I'm open to any and all suggestions. Last year we were at the Woodstock Inn.
I liked it there.
Which was great. But people have been suggesting other places up there. So
I'm down for whatever.
I
just
would love
tell
to
me
try their steak
be.
Tips.
We're open to all of your suggestions. But I hope you'll join us. Make your plans now to join us on the 24th. For not only a snow show, but also you can ski and board all day. Come up the night before. Love to meet you. Love to hang out. It's the first snow show of snow show season at Loon Mountain 1 week from Friday. All right. Where do you want to start news-wise?
We're going to start with the L.A. Wildfires and the updates there. The death toll is up to 24 with 16 additional people still missing. The worst is that the communities aren't out of the woods yet. Not to step on Curtis's toes at all, but it seems like a lot of weather people are saying that the winds are expected to pick up today into the night, which is not good for these winds as they have not had any rain over on the West Coast. And we've seen some of the best of humanity with donations coming in, brands sending clothing, items that people are without. But we've also seen the worst. Last week we talked about people starting fires of their own, but dozens of people have now been arrested for looting.
No, the loot has come.
Wait, is that a crime in California? I thought they eliminated that as a crime.
I think it is a crime.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. And the L.A. fire chief spoke out over the weekend criticizing the city. Here's Chief Kristen Crowley.
The fire department needs to be properly funded. We know where our gaps in service are. We know we need 62 new fire stations. We need to double the size of our firefighters. The growth of this city since 1960 has doubled, and we have less fire stations. Since 2010, we've had an increase, doubled our call volume, which is firefighters responding to calls, 55% increase with 68 less firefighters. Our firefighters need to be properly funded so that they can do their jobs.
Mm. Can I also say the...
She's right, though.
Right.
Like, we talk about this all the time. I'm not an elected official, so far be it from me to judge. But when it comes to where you choose to to put your money.
Right.
It ought to go to protecting those who live here
right.
first.
Yep.
So it ought to go to fire. It ought to go to police.
Schools.
It ought to go to schools in that order.
Yep.
Or you could go police, fire, whatever.
Right.
California spends, you know, and no, I have no problem with, I love people who come here from other places, my neighbors, welcome my neighbors. But California spent $3 billion on supporting people who've come here from somewhere else.
Right.
Like, spend some of that money on the people right. who are here.
And they're probably us, where they spend money in stupid areas, whether it's bike lanes or it's, you know, some weird form of who yeah. the hell knows what's going on, environmental, you know, satellite dishes that they're, who the hell knows what they do.
Good morning, my neighbors! Yeah.
But no, you would think those would be the top three places yeah. that they would be, well, you like you said, police, fire department, and schools.
I hope they listen to her.
All right.
But there's also been so many incarcerated firefighters that are volunteering to help fight the fires.
Incarcerated?
Yeah.
You said incarcerated.
Incarcerated. I was like, what's incarcerated?
Incarcerated.
Yeah, incarcerated. Yeah.
Oh, what did I say?
Incarcerated.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. So they are using prisoners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yes.
there are people who are complaining about that because they're only paying them $2 an hour.
Right. Blueface's mom is complaining about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, who's Blueface is a rapper who's messed with Krishan.
I was going to ask, who is Blueface?
He is a rapper, and he had a reality show where he dated Krishan Rock. Very volatile, but the game is out there, rap. He is volunteering, helping out, doing a lot of things.
I'm really focused on Spencer and Heidi. I would like for them to, I think they should do a reality show. It could be The Hills 4 or Laguna Beach 5, whatever, where they build their new house.
Yeah.
Like, if they don't do that, then they're idiots.
My thing is very relatable to be addicted to plastic surgery. You know, I think that is really, isn't that what Spencer's lady is?
Yes. Wait till we get to the dumbest of the day coming up.
Right.
Yes.
There is at least one feel-good story from the fires. A dog, Oreo, and its owner were reunited after Oreo spent 5 days surviving in the rubble of the Palisades fire. Mitch has the video of this reunion. It can bring a tear to anybody's eye. And we can hear a little bit of how this went down.
Hi, Bubba! How's the fire? Oh, honey! Oh, honey! Oh, my God! You're alive! You're alive! Oh, honey! Oh, oh. Oh, thank you, God!
All right. Oh. He's happy. Oreo.
That's unbelievable.
Right. I saw a story over the weekend from Science that dogs actually like when you talk to them in that high-toned, high-pitched voice.
All right.
Yeah.
The dog actually, the dog believes that shows how much you love them.
Okay.
Yes. So,
did not know that.
Feel free to keep talking like that to your best friend.
I love talking like that, Terry.
Why was everybody there for that?
Well, because they wanted to make sure Oreo was alive.
No, I know, but like who was alerted?
Somebody said, going back, we got to see if Oreo made it. And it looks like Oreo made it.
Well, there's so many news cameras on those streets right now that.
And he probably came back looking for Oreo, talking in the high-pitched voice, and boom, next thing you know, there's Oreo.
Yep.
Okay.
Very unique, though, that the dog is brown, that he went with Oreo.
Well, I believe that the dog is probably white, and that's a lot of soot and ash
on
him.
Oh, okay.
Can we not get into skin color of dogs?
I mean, I would think, like, as Oreo would be like a black and white type
of
deal.
You would think,
right?
Yeah, I would think maybe that would be like, hey, Goldie!
There's nothing better than good Oreo ice cream.
Oh,
it's just
true.
The best.
Yes, they have every kind of Oreo flavor imaginable now. Mm-hmm.
Like they do.
Yeah, just go.
Yeah, stick keep with it.
You go what? You just go traditional?
Yep.
Like missionary style?
All day long.
Yep, I don't put papaya in
it.
They have like strawberry shortcake.
Yeah,
the birthday cake one is my favorite.
Is it? Is
that
good?
No. That's very good.
Stick to the original, baby. All right.
Two people were stabbed at a Stoughton apartment complex last night, and police say they have one person in custody. It happened at the North Stoughton Village Apartments on Page Terrace. What?
You almost went Stoughton.
I know, but I stopped myself.
I know you're right.
Yep. Yes. Here's Stoughton Deputy Police Chief Nate Derby on BZ.
The officers located two victims who had been stabbed. One victim was flown by medical helicopter to a Boston hospital. The other was transported by ambulance to a Boston hospital. The injuries are believed to be serious. The police are not seeking any suspects at this time.
Mm. Do they know why they did it?
No, but they were able to get him at the scene, so it seems like it was a an issue between three people. It wasn't, you know, random.
I hear Stoughton, I think, Town Spa Pizza.
Oh.
And I have gone, what's today, the 13th?
Yes, it is.
13 days, no pizza, Curtis.
All right.
It's a dry January and a no pizza and no pizza January for me.
When I saw you this morning, I was like, when did we hire Brad Pitt?
A Stoughton woman. Yeah.
That's the hottest Jackson. Thing to do. No pizza. That is so hot.
Crushing it, Jackson. Governor Healey said on Friday that criminal background checks that she ordered last spring at shelters never happened. She's calling it unacceptable. Here's Governor Healey.
I was recently informed that by my team that did not happen at all sites. And that's absolutely unacceptable. So here is what I am doing. I've ordered CORI checks to be done on all shelter residents across all sites. I have no tolerance for criminal activity that puts either residents in those sites or the public at large at risk. Absolutely no tolerance for that.
Okay. A little late on that one.
Yeah. You think?
But better late than never,
that
I guess.
That is true, Greg.
Okay.
CORI checks. Right.
The Prime Minister of Greenland said that he is ready to talk with Donald Trump.
This comes
after Trump has recently expressed interest for the U.S. to acquire Greenland, the world's largest island.
Okay.
They have not spoken yet, the Prime Minister said, but he is ready to speak to the future president of the U.S.
What are their demands? Do they want like a Disney or like we have lots of things that we could bring to Greenland
that is
they
true.
Probably don't have?
Trump is such a good real estate mogul, though, so this is good for us.
We could probably get him a Jersey Mike's over there if they want a Jersey Mike's.
Disney's pretty good. That's
a
good,
beautiful place, though. I've never been there, but you, like, Google it online. It looks like they have a... So it could be a nice little massive resort that they throw down there.
Any idea on the price?
Price was discussed.
Is it in the millions or does it start with a B?
I believe it will be a B.
Can you finance that? Can you get a mortgage on that
like
for
an
100
afterpay?
Years or something like that?
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
Good All idea.
Right. I mean, why not?
Canada?
Have you ever thought of visiting there? No, I don't think you ever have.
No, I have. Don't they? Are they the Northern Lights place?
Great question. I don't know. I'm sure you can see them there.
I feel like I've always wanted to go to those really, really nice places that where you could see like the Northern Lights and it's all beautiful rolling.
Often confused as a warm climate because of the term green,
right.
But it's the opposite.
Yes. Yeah, it's cold over there.
Right. It's very cold. Iceland is actually, you would think it would be icy, but it's not.
Okay.
It's very green.
And I'd like to go there too. I feel like these places are beautiful.
But probably a good move for if we can expand the United States of America and if we got the cash, then might as well buy it.
All right, more places to send the migrants.
Roadshow?
Yeah, Greenland Roadshow, 100%.
Wiggy spot on. You can see the Northern Lights in Greenland.
Oh, you can?
Yep.
I didn't realize that you... I wouldn't take you for a big Northern Lights guy.
I like that look, that part of the world where it's like these giant, like, rolling green hills or, like, Switzerland where the train goes.
It's not, though. That's
it's not?
No, I just said it's all ice.
It is.
It's all ice and snow.
In Greenland?
Yeah.
I just told you that. But I like
I just
that as well.
I spent like 10 minutes on that.
Oh, no, I like that as well. I like the going through on the cliffs, and Ireland has like a lot of those like really cool little cliffs.
And Greg, Iceland's icy, right? Is that?
I've heard that.
Okay.
All right, we are going to get to the rest of the news with Courtney next, including the dumbest of the day and the new trend on the TikTok in which some will have some parts of their body removed. So they look hotter. That is coming up during the dumbest of the day. Tomorrow it is a Ty Tuesday. Ty Law with his thoughts on Mike Vrabel as the next head coach of the New England Patriots. Ty Law attended the Odyssey holiday party while Wiggy did not on Friday night.
Oh, did he?
Yep, you left me there as an island.
My bad.
You said you were going to pull up, and you didn't pull
up. The traffic, man. It was the traffic, and then it was the Friday night game started at 7:30. I'm like, I'm going to be bowling. I ain't going to be into the game. I want to be into the Ohio State-Texas game.
There were a lot of your coworkers who were hoping that you would show up and that you wouldn't know their name and that they could interact with you a little bit over the holidays.
I'll see them next year. Can we do it in Boston? Yeah. Now that I live in Boston,
if you'd like to take charge of it and organize the whole thing, you could probably do a better job than those who did it.
No, I'm just saying, just do it in Boston.
I feel like Carolyn and Mike Thomas and everybody did a great job.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, is there a location in Boston?
I mean, Dedham Kings is nice.
Ah, that's too far.
People were bowling. The food was excellent.
Friday.
It worries me that it's like, and then how do you get home? I know you did dry January.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
I like to partake.
Dedham to Boston.
Yeah. I would have went to.
Have your husband drive you.
My husband's not coming to anything work-related for quite some time. So
really?
Yeah, no.
Jeez.
They got a Kings in the seaport.
What? Wait a minute. Is Santo not coming to the snow show?
No.
Oh.
Why would he?
He's not coming to anything.
He's going to be the butt of every joke.
Yeah, no.
Oh, jeez.
Poor Santo.
Who's he upset with?
You and Wiggy, specifically.
Really? Why?
He said, well, it's very clear to me that Greg and Wiggy think it's hilarious, good.
I don't.
He said, I don't need Kenny from the car coming up to me after a few drinks saying, oh, I heard you have a small penis.
Yeah.
He said, no thanks.
It's
kind of rude to talk about Ken that way.
I don't find it funny at all,
and
certainly the man doesn't. I mean, I think it's well documented at this point that he's packing.
There was saw a text. It was at the end of the show on Friday. That was, I'm not going to repeat it because I don't like to think of my husband showing or other women seeing my husband's manhood.
Mm-hmm.
But said that he had a nickname at Bates, and I'm not going. I was taken aback.
Tell him, don't worry.
I went home and I said there was somebody who texted into the show who said they went to Bates with you, and
did he say, "Oh, good, you got my text"?
Right. No, I did check the text. Obviously, I checked who sent the text.
He
it wasn't him.
A burner. Do you think he has a burner?
No.
Tell him one of the hottest rappers in the game, Bossman D-Lo. They said he got micro penis, so don't
really?
Even sweat it.
Bossman D-Lo.
Yeah, well, that's
he probably has the wrong name. I mean, it should be no D-Lo.
That's what they're saying. But
D-Lo.
His music is fire.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, anyway, we're going to play your voice notes back, Hill notes at 9:20. None on Santo, please.
Yeah. Short and sweet.
Let's get back to the rest of the news.
The two fans who had interfered with Mookie Betts during that World Series game at Yankee Stadium have been banned from all Major League ballparks.
Good.
Yeah, the league made the announcement saying they sent a letter to both Austin Capobianco and John P. Hansen this week, informing them of the decision. The letter read, quote, "Your conduct posed a serious risk to the health and safety of the player and went far over the line of acceptable fan behavior. Based on your conduct, Major League Baseball is banning you indefinitely from all MLB stadiums, offices, and other facilities."
As the only person here that's been banned from a stadium, Gillette Stadium, the snow game, everybody throwing the snow in the air, I land in the drunk tank. You get a letter when you leave, when you're picked up by your parents, ashamed and totally pathetic, that says you are not welcome back in this building for any event ever.
Mm.
And now I walk past that state police room and I go in to interview Mayo. So...
how will they enforce this? Like, can you keep those guys out of every major league?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
I mean, I'm sure everybody has a photo of them.
I don't think they'll be able to take a look at every single fan who's walking into.
And let's be honest. Do you think the 75-year-old guy that's wanting people down at the entrance of Yankee Stadium is really looking at his phone?
And by the way, I would bet breakfast that next season they go to a game, take video, and then share the video after saying, "Great band, baseball, I was just here."
I could see that.
Let's go to Florida for a very disturbing story.
And now...
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of...
Come to Miami!
Florida. Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
According to TMZ, 53-year-old Donald Calloway was arrested last month. Mitch has his mugshot for anybody watching on Twitch. After cops received a call of a man masturbating near the head of a horse named Raven.
Oh, shit,
now...
yeah.
It gets worse. They then allege he made sexual contact with the horse and tried to put his penis in the horse's nose.
Jesus.
Police arrived on scene.
In the nostril?
In the nostril.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shows that's, the size of that man's penis because...
gosh. That's not right.
The cops responded to the scene. The woman who had called this in took a video of this, and they got to see exactly what Callaway did.
I'm glad. Wow. So is he locked away for?
Yeah. He was arrested. So
he's into that bestiality, huh?
I mean, into the nostril, though.
Yeah. That man's been arrested.
Disgusting. And we now have the dumbest of the day.
Okay.
It's time for...
Oh, man, I feel like I'm dealing with an idiot when Curtis talks.
The dumbest of the day.
Isn't there a guy they call Numbnuts on the show?
All right, time now for the dumbest of the day. Curtis, we listened to everything that happened this weekend. We have determined that this may be the dumbest of the day.
Well, we know there's this big craze, a weight loss kick. January's a big month for wellness. And a woman has already had... her ribs removed to slim down.
Her ribs?
Her ribs.
She went and got her ribs removed so that she could look skinnier. Mm.
That is correct.
Okay.
A woman in Kansas City had 6 ribs removed to get a smaller waist, and she explains how she wants to repurpose said ribs.
Got my ribs removed. I got them removed for cosmetic purposes. These are my rib bones. There's 6 of them. This one's so tiny and small. So let me keep them. Plan on having someone make a crown and like incorporate my bone pieces in there and like shave them down.
Ew.
Okay. This cost the woman $17,000.
Did it help out? Is it like a before and after picture? Because honestly, what do I need ribs for?
Right.
A couple of them. Can I live?
I think you need them.
Do They're you?
Yes, they are a part of your body structure.
But like, if you break them.
Isn't the doctor's first oath, do no harm?
Yes.
Who would ever perform that surgery?
Plastic surgeon.
I know.
J-Lo, I think, had her ribs removed. It was out there. I don't know how much truth there is to it. But if you have 6, and let's say you eliminate 3 of them. Do you really need those 3?
Apparently not.
That's
People
my point.
People are doing
no,
it.
I think you do. I think this For lady what? Is, she's an idiot. Like, all these things, they're in your body for a reason. Like, you don't, like...
Your gallbladder. Don't need that.
Well, that's one that, like, time has determined, like, as we've evolved, you don't necessarily need your gallbladder.
Well, what's the other thing you can live
Greg,
with?
Greg, you don't really need your hamstrings, if we're being fair.
Well, what are the other things you can live with? People always, you know, I don't want to say.
Appendix.
Is it appendix?
Yeah, appendix.
Was it kidneys?
You only need one kidney.
One kidney, right? Because a lot of people say, hey, you can use my other one.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but you know what they did? God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason.
Right. You wouldn't lop off a kidney so as to be skinnier. I mean,
if you didn't need it and the doctor said this is going to take, you know, make you look slender.
Mm.
I need to see a picture of before and after ribs.
I'm trying to get it, but we lost internet.
I feel like we're going down a dangerous path when people are removing body parts.
Is all our Wi-Fi gone? I'm not getting anything.
The bones from our body in order to be skinnier. I feel like that's not a good thing.
I bet more people do it than you think.
I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard, I told you, I think I saw a story where they were trying to say it with J-Lo. I don't know how much truth there is to it, but this is something that's been out there for a while. And that's why I said, well, you know, I got a little excess gut weight. Yeah. If I can eliminate 2 ribs,
I know a
make
girl
me look
who
slender.
Got, you know how if you have abs... like you have a line down the top of your midsection, like the top of your belly button up, you'll get this line
that for your abs. Okay.
Like in the middle. She got surgery, and I don't know if it was getting a rib removed as well, but she got surgery to get that line permanently, like etched
so
into
like
her
permanent
stomach.
Abs.
It looks great.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
God. Sure it does.
It looks great.
It's like Oscar De La Hoya. Abs on him?
Yep.
Did you join Planet Fitness? Oh, no, I just had 6 ribs removed.
Oh, yeah.
They protect your lungs also. That's what the ribs do.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Courtney, great job.
Thank you very much.
Good Curtis, stuff. Thank you. Jones and Keith coming up at 10. Up next, our guy Keith got Brad Marchand talking on Friday. Oof. We will get to that coming up next.